Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. You've tuned into a special edition of Jawanza for Life. This is actually a re-airing of a radio broadcast that we did last year. And this particular show was so powerful that we felt like we had to re-air it. The special guest in this particular show is Queen Afua. She had written a book at the time. It had just come out. It's called Overcoming an Angry Vagina. If you happen to know of anybody that's in need of healing, man, woman, it's a show that men can benefit from as well to help them to better understand their queens. Well, this is the show. Again, thank you for tuning in. Our special guest is Queen Afua. Enjoy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to Jawanza for Life. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been a long-awaited interview. Oh, I'm so excited. I've got a special, special treat for you today. If you tuned in today, you will not regret it. I'm going to actually, once I tell you who it is, I'm going to give you a moment to go call a sister, to call a brother, because this show is about healing. This show is about healing. This show is about healing. My special guest today, as promised, is Queen Afua, author of many books, but you know her from Heal Thyself. You know her from Sacred Woman, and by the time this interview is over, you're going to know her from Overcoming an Angry Vagina, Journey into Womb Wellness. Call somebody, tell them to tune in. In the meantime, listen.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yo, yeah, oh, yeah, yo. Help me, yeah, yo,
to greet you.
Hey, yo.
welcome, everybody. This is Jawanza. You're listening to Jawanza for Life. Phone lines are jumping. The phone lines are jumping. People are tuning in. This is a fabulous show. My special guest, as promised again, is Queen Afua. And this is going to be a wonderful, powerful show. I thank everybody for tuning in. Such a blessing to have you along with us today. In the studio with my wife, Akuia Chefs Natair, and Queen Afua is live from New York. Sister Queen, thank you so much for agreeing to be my guest today.
It's an honor. Thank you both for having me.
Truly a blessing, truly a blessing. By the way, for those who are listening online, if you have a question for Queen, if you'd like to talk to her live, there is an you can click that you want to talk, and I'll bring you on if you have a question to talk that you want to ask Queen. Wow. The title of your book, Queen, is Overcoming an Angry Vagina, Journey into Womb Wellness. What a title. Very explanatory. But what actually caused you to write a book of this nature? What actually brought you to this healing information? What brought you to this?
Well, it opens up in the dedication, what brought me to this. And it says that this work, to those who suffer from broken hurt and unresolved womb trauma, to wombs and souls who cry out, no more, no more suffering, to an anonymous little girl who had an abortion at age 11, to a young sister who contracted womb cancer at age 16 as her mother stood by filled with anxiety about how to help the child of her womb, to the women who frantically stopped me in the lobby at an office building during rush hour, desperately informed me of her fourth miscarriage. She had lost four babies, each in the fourth month of pregnancy. To the many women who over the years sought me out to in the quest of hysterectomy prevention. To the women who suffer from fibroid tumors and reoccurring fibroid tumors. To women and men who suffer from AIDS, the AIDS virus, and socially transmitted disease, STDs. To my daughters and my granddaughters and my sons and my grandsons. To a new world reaching for change. I dedicate Overcoming an Angry Vagina, Journey to Womb Wellness to women on an inner quest for new womb stories and lives of rebirth, hope, love, forgiveness, enlightenment, restoration, empowerment, and to the men who love and honor these women as they love and honor themselves. This is what this book was written for, why it was written, mm-hmm. and also what pushed me to keep writing is women would come to me with, and I deal with at least 40 different womb issues, whatever the womb issues are. We don't even know, the average person doesn't know that, nor woman nor man knows that women can have anywhere between 35 to 40 womb issues.
Wow.
And it's a shock, and I'll call them out at some point, but it's a shock when we realize that that's what's going on and that it's a secret because mm-hmm. we're not talking about it, and it's festering, and they grow, and they compound over the years. It increases, and there's some basic roles that one will take if they become unaware of how to heal their womb or what created their womb issues. They stay into secret until they finally get to the end of the road when the womb is totally traumatized and it cannot go any further, and that's the hysterectomy. And women don't know that that's the road that they're on. So I'm here to let them know that there's another road. There is a road that's already set up, and there's certain womb issues that happen at different age groups. There's certain things happen. And there's certain, and you can overcome them, or you can circumvent them, or you can at least be aware that they're there and know that you have choices, that you don't have to be subjected to these womb traumas and womb dramas that we're suffering unnecessarily.
Wow.
So the women who cry out to me, and they sit down and they say, and it's something because it was in 1 week, a woman called me on the way from the doctor's office, and she was going to her car. When you get a woman calling you on the way to her car, in the street, you know she's traumatized.
Yes.
You know right then she is fearful for her life. She couldn't wait till she get home and, you know, process and call me the next day. And I've had several calls on the way from their OBGYN and on their way to the car. And in the midst of that, the tears are pouring. What am I going to do? I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to overcome this, and is it possible? I don't want a hysterectomy. I don't want my womb removed in pieces. So here we go.
Wow. Well, Sister Queen, if you could deal with the angry part of the title, overcoming an angry vagina, because anger is an emotion, and there are a lot of sisters who are angry, and they may not associate the anger that they're experiencing with the womb.
I'm totally with you. First of all, I'm reading from the book like I did. I did a one-woman play in London, and then I did it in Philadelphia, and then it was done in New York. And it was traumatized and drama. So I'm going to read directly from the book. It says, I am the angry vagina. Yes, I have an attitude. I am the angry vagina. And like a time capsule, all of life has been absorbed into and through my vagina, hemorrhaging 7, 10, 14 days a month. The doctor calls my flow normal. The doctor says my agonizing, suffering, bedridden, clotting, and pain are normal, and I have been cursed like all women. Yes, I have an attitude. As a young woman, I became a sexual addict, jumping from one man, searching for comfort, to another, in the bed with whomever I thought would give me what I was missing in my heart. Hopelessly, I end with more pain and more emptiness. Yes, I have an attitude. I am the angry vagina. Meanwhile, despite the pain and drama of having my period, I'm glad to see it. I breathe a sigh of relief. I'm not pregnant. That guy was a loser. I don't want to lose it for my baby's daddy. Yes, I have an angry vagina. I am the angry vagina. I'm on my third abortion today. I create, I destroy. I got an attitude about my life's choices. My vagina is angry. Incest. As far back as I can remember, with father, uncle, cousin, brother, mother, passing me around like a food platter. Yes, I have an attitude. I am the angry vagina. I dreamed about being married, wanted a sense of love and security by any means. Then it happened. I became the good wife. My husband took care of me and to pay him back whenever he wanted sex, I did it. I just laid there counting spots on the ceiling. I numbed my feelings, left my body for him to do his business over and over again. My pleasure did not matter. Yes, I have an attitude. I am the angry vagina. Go away, fibroid tumors, growing in me like a parasite monster, feeding off of my life force. I always wanted to have a baby. Conceiving was difficult. When I finally got pregnant, you tumors were still in my womb. In the 16th week of my pregnancy, you tumors won my womb space and pushed out my baby. And then a second time, and again a third time, yes, I am the angry, hurt, wounded vagina. I got pregnant, went full term, developed toxemia, so I had to have a C-section or lose life, mine or the baby's. They cut me in half surgically. I want my baby, and I want to live. Is this my only choice? Yes. I have an attitude. I'm a wounded vagina. I was faithful to my husband, and still I contracted STDs. How could this happen to me? Yes, I have an attitude. I am a hurt, angry vagina. I had fibroid tumors removed in my 20s, but they grew back in my 30s. To add insult to injury, now I have been diagnosed with abnormal pap smears cells down there. I was told to get a hysterectomy and then all my problems would disappear. No, my girlfriend, mother, and aunt all had hysterectomies and they still have problems. Yes, we have attitudes with angry vaginas. I'm a menopausal woman. It should be my time of maturing to enjoy being a wise woman. Instead, I am a menopausal shock. My womb is dried up and prolapsed, dropping out voluntarily. My bones are brittle. My spirit is drained. Yes, I had an attitude. And then I go into a circle. And I was carried out into the circle limp, hurt, saddened, disheartened, angry. They asked me what I felt. My vagina spoke up for me and said, "We feel numb, confused." Then she said, "We are angry." My vagina screamed a primal scream that echoed in the wombs of my heart and the womb of my soul and stopped my world on its axis. Then I wept, and I told my story, and I cried a river of tears. I can see my way home. I began to take my journey to womb recovery, and it goes on. So those are just some of, I absorbed this by working with thousands and thousands of women, and I heard them in circles and privately, and they cry, in silence, and they don't mean to cry. They don't mean to even share what they've gone through, but they can't. They needed to deposit. They needed to let it go somewhere. I have observed, and this is an affirmation I give to the women, what we think, because we have more than one womb center, what I've gathered. This is on a metaphysical level. So what is going on physically is happening internally and metaphysically. So I say, renew the mind for what you think. Rebirth the womb of your mind. For what you think, you birth, you create. Breathe in and breathe out, all those who are listening. Rebirth the womb of your heart. For what you feel, you birth, you create. Breathe in, breathe out. Rebirth the womb of your sacred seat, your seat of creation. For what you think and what you feel, you birth through your seat of creation. So today, right now, we begin to birth womb wellness. So when we have relationships, because we have hit and run lovers, and we have marriages and boyfriends and mates and promises and hopes and dreams and broken hearts and stories that shattered us. And so what happens? You have one relationship. These traumas happen. You're angry. You're hurt. You're disappointed. You don't take time to reflect, to heal, to grow, to overcome. And then you blame him. He did this to me. And then you haven't changed your thoughts, your attitude, your feelings. You haven't learned the lessons. And so you get another mate, and if the honeymoon is beautiful, 2 or 3 months, and then it starts coming up again, the same issues or circumstances, just a different outfit, a different job, a different conversation, but it all fans out to be another hurt circumstance. You opened up your heart, you opened up your mind, you opened up your womb, and you received yourself, because it's not so much what is coming to you, but what is inside of you. The pain, the hurt, has been passed down through generations. I grew up in the kitchen. Many women grew up in the kitchen. And in the kitchen, the mothers, the aunties, and the grandmothers, they talk about their hurt. But it looks like it's something other than what's going on with their womb. The womb is the end result, the condition of what's going on in the heart of the women. And my mother's generation, if you don't see it, don't speak on it, you know. If he has someone, that's just how it is. In the cultural world, if he has two wives, it's out there, but the women are cutting each other up. In the normal world, a man, he has his one wife, and then he has his girlfriend on the side, and everybody knows, and both women they're angry. I went to London, and I spoke to 1,500 women. They have this big festival that happens every year, and it's all about entertainment. So I went up there, and I began to read about this, do the drama about the women, and their women, they're black British women. So they stood there with their mouths open, like, there was no hand clap. It was like, oh, my gosh. Because, like, what are you talking about in front of everyone? What are you saying about this angry vagina? I do not have an angry vagina. So a radio personality told me that. When at first she said, I want to interview this Queen of Four because I don't have an angry vagina. I don't know what she's talking about. But what happens is all of our emotions and everything that has happened in our relationships and all the disappointment, it translates into the condition of our womb. And I say that this is not a blame work. It is not blaming yourself. It is not blaming the mates that you've had. It is not blaming life. It is saying, I am in this condition, and I want to heal myself. And so the work of this book, these portals that one goes through, it is to help her to recognize that she is hurting. And a hurt unresolved over time turns into anger, and over time turns into rage. And that begins to poison the body. It poisons the blood, so she becomes more incensed with anger. And why did the brother have me to speak to these women who were just standing their mouths open? And I was traumatized at how they did not receive this concept initially. And he said, thank you. The brother, because it was a brother who did this, he's been doing it for 15 years. He said, I need you to do that. You know why? He told me because the next day, 60 to 70% of the men in London, they have European wives and mates. Mm-hmm. They refuse to date, to be with, to marry black women, 70%. And he's affluent, he's in the money circles. And this is what he's observed. He said, the black women, when you see them passing, I have this quote in the book. You see them passing down the street, they just cut their eyes at you. And so it's the tone that they have, it's just hurt. It's really, if you look at it as hurt as opposed to anger, you know, the first level, mm-hmm. then if you hug them and they trust you, then you start to melt away some of the pain from their father. So many women are incest. And so they can't even have a marriage until they heal from that pain. And one sister, she was an actress, and she came to see me. She was 28 years old, and I put in the book, I never put her name, but it led me to write the piece on I Cry a River of Tears That Heal. And I talk about this 28-year-old woman who there was incest with her father and incest with her uncle. It happened one time, but one time too many. And it was never discussed, brought up, never healed. The mother did not know, or maybe she did know. We don't know story. But she died a few years after from cervical cancer. And so these emotions that we carry, if we do not heal them, then they will fester and we will destroy ourselves and all and everything that comes to us. This
wow.
is why I wrote the book. Exactly right, Rory. It helps the call.
You have, I'm sure, struck a chord in everybody that's listening. I mean, me as a man, just hearing this information, it just reinforces to me that men oftentimes have no idea
yes.
of the suffering, of
mm-hmm.
the hurt,
mm-hmm.
anger that
yes.
our mates, you know, our daughters, our sisters
mm-hmm.
are experiencing. And you know, just hearing this is very, very moving, because it just makes me realize even more so the importance of compassion, you
yes.
know,
yes.
just compassion for when you meet a sister,
mm-hmm.
you don't really know oftentimes, because so many emotions and these hurtful things are masked. You know, because women have to go out and face the world. They have to put
yes.
their makeup on. They put the smile on. They go to the jobs. They, you know, do all
right.
of these and mask these emotions. So oftentimes when a brother meets a woman, he meets her, he sees what he likes, and he's like, okay, I want to get to know her. They
mm-hmm.
fall in love. But he doesn't
mm-hmm.
know what she's bringing, the baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that in a bad way, but the
yes.
issues is probably a better
mm-hmm.
term that
mm-hmm.
she's bringing to the relationship, and even mm-hmm. brothers are bringing issues to the relationship as well. And so
mm-hmm.
you have these two individuals who are coming together, both in need of healing, and
mm-hmm.
that can be a very, very toxic situation when you have two toxic people coming together. And
mm-hmm.
you, but brothers don't undergo, I mean, you ran down a list
mm-hmm.
of things that women experience that brothers don't experience, you know.
Right.
And so oftentimes a brother just has no idea
mm-hmm.
what his mate is going through or has
mm-hmm.
gone through. So how can a man
mm-hmm.
assist his queen
mm-hmm.
in the healing process? Because sometimes, again, brothers don't know, because oftentimes
mm-hmm.
the woman might not be able to articulate it like you did. So how can a brother best assist his queen going through the healing process once it's diagnosed that she's hurting?
Well, you have to focus on her. not her vagina. Don't let that be your focus. If you love her, don't do that. If you love yourself, don't do that. If you care for life coming through into this world, was that so we could stop birthing sickness, disease, and madness, don't do that. What you want to do is she's beautiful, so the attraction is there. But you want to nurture what is in her mind and what is in her heart, because you're going to get her pain if you do not help her to connect to herself. So she is, once as you start to communicate, women love to communicate. We do love to talk and process. And I hear a lot that men don't like to hear a whole bunch of talking. And that's how we talk. That's how we heal. We heal in through conversation. So we want our men to actually hear us and not shut off when we start to communicate with them. And if you begin to communicate with her, there's ways. One of the ways, if she's holding a lot of pain, then run a bath for her. Oh, my gosh, she will love you for life. Mm-hmm. Run her a bath. Put flowers in the bath. Put some lavender water in the bath. And that's very intimate. Make her some fresh apple juice, pear juice, in a long stem glass. Put some beautiful music on. Light some non-toxic incense. Light a purple candle for the spirit, or a blue candle for inner peace. And let her just be. And just let her know, I ran this for you. Prepare her a beautiful dinner and let her know how you appreciate the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about over time. Discuss with her her life and discuss your life. Because for the man, you think it's her, but it's not her. It's you and her together. She is a composite of who you are. So she's going to show you who you are. So all the pain that we're carrying, the tumors, the cysts, the 38 womb diseases, trauma, it's going to show up in a relationship, but it's not her, it's the two of you. It's all the baggage and the hurt that you as a man has carried into the relationship, it's going to show up. So as you heal together, I say, most of you don't want to hear this, so I won't go too much, but I'll say, you see someone that you care about, start to detox. Give yourself at least a season to cleanse, to purify together. Come off of the heavy foods, the flesh foods. As you come off of that, you'll find the rage. One sister spoke to, she spoke to me last week on that. She said, you know what? Before I started cleansing, I used to cut men up as soon as I saw them. If they did one thing off, I would be quick to the draw, quick to the tongue. The neck is rolling. The hand is on the hip. We all know that look. Mm-hmm. And she stayed in that place. That's where the angry, that's the physicality of the angry black woman. She got the hand on the hip. The neck is rolling, the face is all screwed up, and she's telling you because she's really hurt from the other one that was here before you got there. And now she's not having no more stuff. So she's going to get you before you say another word, before you try another thing. She was ready on the draw. Quick, bam. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She said, now that I've been cleansing now for about the last seven weeks, I don't react like that anymore. I can't even find that woman who's enraged. I'm not jumping into no bed. I'm not getting mad at nobody. I'm just talking. I'm having a conversation. If I don't like something, I breathe, I relax, I speak with poise and grace. And the men are even more, they even tell me they appreciate that. So the communication begins to heal and get better as we detox our inner bodies. It shows up on our outer body. As we detox our inner bodies and rejuvenate ourselves, our hearts become more compassionate and loving and peaceful, and the pain begins to ooze out. Just like if you have a cold and the congestion is in your face, your head, your throat, and you start taking your lemon water and you take your vegetable soup, the mucus will start coming up and you're blowing your nose. With a woman, she has a fibroid tumor. The fibroid tumor is actually crystallized pain, suffering, anger, hurt, resentment. It's crystallized and it grows and it becomes hardened and it doesn't move and it blocks her uterus flow. And so as she begins to detox and flush with her mate, with herself, her vagina, the tumor, becomes liquefied. And that congestion begins to ooze out and pour out vaginally as opposed to having that cut out. So while that oozing out is taking place, her heart is lightening up. When a woman sits down with me for consultation, the first thing she does when she has a, I came here because I need to heal my womb because I'm bleeding, I'm clotting, I'm going through this, I lost my babies, I'm about to have hysterectomy, and I tell her I'm going to be able to help her. She begins to cry, and I say, oh, that's so wonderful. And she's like, look at me, why is it wonderful? Because the heart is connected to the uterus. And when the heart opens up and the waters begin to flow, then she begins to break up that congestion. If a man is loving and compassionate and he hugs his woman that he wants to be with and he embraces her and he hears her out and he listens to her, she will automatically soften her heart. But she's afraid to soften her heart too much. You've got to keep a little anger going in her back pocket. You've got to keep a switchblade going in her back pocket just in case he's anything just like the one she just got over, or not really got over. She's carrying him into her limbs. She's carrying him in her blood. So she's just ready. If he acts out, she'll be so sweet, so loving. But if he acts out, she's ready to cut him. But a woman doesn't have to go through all of that. If she really cleans up her body and rejuvenates her body, mind, and spirit, she will attract her highest frequency, which means he is really her. And then she doesn't have to be afraid of him no more than she has to be afraid of herself. But if she's toxic, she got something to be afraid of. Not him, but her own self. Law of attraction.
You know, this information, excuse me, is so important, not just for women. I know there are a lot of women listening in today, and I want to say thank you so much again for tuning in. But this information is just as important to men because to get an understanding, once you understand what your mate, your wife, your girlfriend is experiencing, because like you mentioned earlier, as soon as a brother sees the hand on the hip and the neck start to roll and the eyes are rolling and the mouth is twisted up, then in his mind, he's thinking to himself, wait a minute, this isn't the woman that I fell in love with. This isn't
you just didn't know it.
You know? And so he's thinking to himself, wait a minute, this woman's crazy. You know, and that's the first thing I hear a lot of brothers say is that, man, I didn't know it. I wish they'd have told me, but this chick is crazy, you know. And they're not understanding that she's just an unhealed woman, like you mentioned in your book, Sacred Woman, that a bee is just an unhealed woman. So when a brother sees this type of response, then his whole opinion of this hurting woman has changed. And he will never view her the same once he sees that hand on the hip and the neck starts to roll and the cussing and the fussing and the, all that aggressiveness. That's not what he fell in love with. So when he sees that, his opinion of her changes, and it makes it easier then to now go seek somewhere else what he thought he saw in her, what he really did see, but he didn't see the expression of the hurt and the pain because he didn't know, he didn't realize that it was there. So I say that this information, this discussion is so important, not just to women, but to men also. And I want to thank you so much for this discussion because, again, it is healing, not just for sisters. I know there are men listening as well, and thank you for tuning in. But this is for you as well, just as much for you, brother, as it is for the sisters because this is so important. And, again, I want to thank you, Queen.
Thank you.
Now, what about, because, and I know you wrote the book, and it's called Overcoming an Angry Vagina, but there are brothers out there with angry penises.
Oh, but I just didn't write that book. But what happened is I did write a piece. Once the book was done, then I thought it was done, and I went to London, and there were just as many men coming out to the book signing as women, and at one time, there was more men that came out. And the men were coming to me in tears. Well, they didn't show the tears outwardly. But you can see the tension, the hurt on their whole soul. And they would say, you know, one brother, I'm thinking of him right now, he said, could you please sign this book? I want to give this to the mother of my child. And he said, she's always angry. Every time I come to pick up my daughter, she's mad. She's in a state of rage, and my daughter is showing signs of her mother because I'm sure the mother talks negative about me, then I take care of her, and the child's having these conflicting, the little girl is 7 years old, having conflicting feelings about her father, which is to be her first love, the man she looks up to, and she's being cut up by the mother's tones, her words, when she hands her over to him. It's all of this energy, and the children pick up on this. And so he's just like, I'll take anything that's going to help my condition. And I said, don't just give it to her in any kind of way, you know, because she just might be insulted by what? overcoming anger. Are you going to hand this to me? Now I'm really upset. But just to give love, such compassion and love that you have to have, because this anger did not start off with her. It started off before she was born. This anger started, you know, in her mother. If her and her mother was to talk, like one woman called me up about a month ago, and she said, I've got to take the womb wellness, I'm teaching a training called Womb Wellness Holistic Practitioner Training, that our 21 hours of knowledge on dealing with 35, 40 womb issues and what to do, what I'm talking about today. And so she said, I have seven aunts. All seven aunts have cervical cancer, had cervical cancer, and all of them had hysterectomy. And I'm in my low middle 30s, and I have really chronic menstrual flows. I'm in pain. I'm bedridden. I'm bleeding sometimes 10 days every month. I said, you're hemorrhaging the tumor. You're feeding it with the flesh and the fried foods and the anger and the depression and the toxic relationship. So you got to heal up, because you can see where you're going. You know, the road has been paved from the womb that you have been born through, and this is where you're about to go to. It may not show up right now, but it will show up by the time you get in your 40s and 50s and 60s, that you're going to be experiencing the same things that your women, if women in your family, have experienced. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it goes all the way back, as far back as you know your family to be, and the pain. You know, just think about it. 400 years of chattel slavery. The child is, she's 12 years old, and she's going to be used as, she's used as property, and to bring more children to this land, to the farm, to work those crops, free labor, eight generations of that passed down from generation to generation to generation. And we never got psychological healing, someone doing that. And this every night, you never could have a husband. Husband, what? It wasn't about a family. You were cattle. So you were raped every night, or you were passed around, or you were working in the big house, and you became a regular in the big house competing with the – I mean, because this is part of the toxic legacy of slavery. But it's permeated throughout the whole planet Earth. So, yes, men are a part of that, because men were used for studs. And some men, in some cases, the men were having sex with you. The master was having sex with the man and having sex with the woman. It's just he just has a whole everybody free. So that frequency for us even being in that situation is very deep to reflect. But our men are just as much pain, because what? Our men go from woman to woman. How many women can they have on their belt? And they learn that young. And forget about the poor hip-hop generation. That's the most toxic thing. They just like, when they gyrate, they like say, come get it. Come get me. I'm free. You know, give me a drink. Give me a dinner, and you got me. You know, and then it's all promoted with the big butt. I got the big, beautiful butt. Come get this big, beautiful butt. The shorts are, you know, all the way up, and the legs going open and closing. It's like, come on in. It doesn't matter. You don't have to come to me with grace and power and magnificence. You don't have to come with anything. You have to come to build a family. You have to build a vision. And you just can come in me and come inside of me with your hamburgers, the French fries, the fast food, the beer, the cigarettes. Because when a man is eating, for example, you know the women in those cases, but when a man is eating whatever he's eating, and women the same type of fast food, processed food, she has her own issues now. She's still with her own sickness. But now he ejaculates into her. It's okay, we use protection, but the sweat, it comes on the sweat gland. It comes from the kissing, the tongue, all of that, it comes in. So whatever he has in his body, if he's angered his mother, if he's been abandoned by his father, if he's been poisoning his body, eating dead flesh-filled food, the fast food generation, he's going to ejaculate that, hold that into her body. And then she has a double trauma. And all she can give back to him is her double trauma. And she's going to give it back to him with her attitude and her face expression and what he didn't do and what he doesn't have for her and what have you done for me lately. So it's a cesspool right now. It is a cesspool of toxicity. And so all the diseases, the STDs, they're just climbing. They got new STDs, new bacteria. And so what do we do with all of this? It's like we're swamping, like we're playing tennis. I got it, you got it, you got it, I got it, you got it, we got it. Time to stop it. So
you
it's
know
not.
This. Go ahead.
Just women. It's our men. It's not just the men. It's the women. And together we can, just as sickness grows and festers, also wellness can grow. and we can become well. And that's what this is really about. But you got to actually smoke everybody out, bring it all up to the surface, and say this is some of the things that we're dealing with. And nobody is protected from it, really. Because if it doesn't happen to you, it's going to happen to your daughter. Mm. If it didn't happen to you, it might have happened to your mother. If it happened to your mother and your daughter, it's happened to your son, because it's all really one. And it's moving around the whole community, the disease and the sickness. And it's not spoken about, so we don't even know how to begin to heal it. But it's showing up, and it's showing up in all of our womb trauma and womb drama. And I'll call out these womb diseases now or later. Well, I'll call them out now, soon.
So please, but I want to let everybody know that that's listening online, Queen, you should see the lines are, my God, it's a long list of people that are listening in, that have tuned in. I want to say hello to everybody that has tuned in, and to let you know that if you have a question and you'd like to talk to Queen, you can just press 1 on your phone, and then I can bring you on, and you can talk to Queen. Yes, sister, please, we'd love to hear that list.
Yes, I'm going to give you the list just so you not to be further like, oh, my gosh, where do I begin? This is overwhelming. I want to take a blanket and put over my head. I can't hear this too much. I'm only saying this because the power, everyone says to you with me, the power to heal is within me.
It's within me.
And I have the power.
And I have the power.
To heal myself.
To heal myself.
So know that. That I'm only saying it so that we can look at it and that we can record and say, yeah, I did have this issue when I was as a teenager to a woman. I did have the heavy bleeding and clotting and still do maybe. And then when you became in your latter 20s or low mid-20s, you had the abnormal pap smear and was frightened to death that it might be cancerous. And then by the time you reached 28 years old, you started having the vaginal discharge and then the cysts started to grow. And then by the time you got into your 30s, then you had the fibroid tumor, and then maybe it was taken out, and then a year, 2-3 years later, it grew back again because the tumor was never, you never changed the lifestyle. You kept having a tumorous lifestyle. And then by the time you became 45 or 50, you had the prolapse wound, and some was able to get the surgery and have a net to pull their uterus back up, but because they didn't know how to live, the uterus dropped back down again. And so then by the time they're 60, it's recommended, or 50, it was recommended to go ahead and have a hysterectomy because they're not going to have children anymore. And then they go through menopausal madness and stress. And so now we have these wounds now that now are getting keloids, and they're starting to accumulate and grow like worms and come out vaginally. So that's the road of women, those around the ages that these womb traumas happen. So I'm going to call out a few other things. If a woman is bleeding 4, 5, 6 days, 7 days more, she's hemorrhaging. Her menstrual flow should be no more than 1, 2, or 3 days. If she's having cramps, if she's bleeding and clotting, there should be no clotting, because if she's clotting and heavy bleeding because she's eating a lot of beef and pork and goat and lamb, fast food, processed food, those dollar burgers, death. The mood swings, the depression, the anger, the hostility, the vaginal aches, the vaginal itching and burning where sometimes you just want to scratch her vagina off her body because it's painful and it's burning, and then she has the vaginal odor that no matter how many sprays she sprays inside of her, she's still going to have the vaginal odor because it's not in her vagina as much as it's in her heart and in her blood that is toxic. And then there's the vaginal discharge, vaginitis, that she has to have these maxi or these pads to catch the discharge when she shouldn't have a discharge in the first place. The discharge is the tumor, the cyst that has gotten loose from her, that is actually draining. And then she has the painful intercourse. And she's having the painful intercourse because her womb is becoming prolapsed. It's starting to drop, drop, drop. As she hits 30, she's eating junk food, fried foods, eating 3 meals, having 1 bowel movement for the week. That means for the day. So she has 14 backed up in her colon. The colon presses drops down on her bladder. Colon and bladder drops down on her uterus. So now it's suppressed, and now it's being pushed out. Inability to experience orgasm is that she's holding so much hurt and so much disappointment that she cannot open up to one. It appears that she's opening up. It appears that she's kissing and engaging, but she's having orgasm because she's not connected to herself. So then she has these sexual transmitted diseases from syphilis to gonorrhea, herpes. It's becoming, a herpes is like a common cold. So many women are just suffering from it. It's unnecessary. It's a bacteria that if you boost that immune system up, you can get rid of it. And, of course, now we've got the sexual abuse, the rape, the molestation, the toxic partners. So you have a toxic partner because you're toxic and you got to clean yourself up. So if he is toxic and you've done your cleansing, this happens in Sacred Woman. Women take the 12-week training, the 6-week training, the weekend intensive, and they are blossomed women. They are radiant women. And then the men start to swoon around them because they're more wonderful, beautiful, loving. And then they don't prepare the men and start cleaning him up. The desperation starts kicking in. Well, I better just jump. I better just give him now, because as opposed to stay in your center, and as he's coming, give him some unsweetened cranberry juice to purify his blood lovingly.
Mm-hmm.
Give him fresh apple and pear juice lovingly. Make a large salad for him. You know, start to engage him in his cleansing and his healing. Maybe he might be a vegetarian already, a vegan already. He might be the clean man. He might be what you have attracted, but you might also be having some fears that maybe you're not worthy of such a good man, so you start acting out and beware from old habits. Okay, so we're healing up. Infertility, toxemia during pregnancy, difficult childbirth, a miscarriage. I just think about, you opened up the Psalm of Yayo, and when I heard it, my heart opened up, because before it went out in the world, before everyone knew her, Supernova Slam brought to our family, he did a performance, and she bonded with us. And the first time she sung in New York is when she sung in our living room, and she sung Yayo.
Mm-hmm.
And she sung it to me, and it's like mother, it's mother, and calling out mother. So when I hear that call out, she called me 4 days ago about the children and just a reminder what to do. One has a little fever, this, that, and the third. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I ran it down. She said, okay, I got that, I got that, I got this, I got that, in the kitchen lab. She went to work, the kids are fine, the children are fine. So just to even know that the woman has power when she starts to heal herself, because if she births a child and she's not knowing even how to take care of the child, that child's susceptible to shots and susceptible to medication, susceptible to ear infections and mood swings and medication at a young age because of the emotional imbalances. She doesn't know what to feed them. She doesn't know what to do. So to be able to first attract a mate because your vibration is so up, and to heal together, then you go into bliss. You know, and for a man, when you have a clean woman, you have a loving woman. When she's energized, clean, and fortified, and you're walking with her, not fighting against her, then you also are getting the best of everything. Then when you do come together intimately, you're not exchanging your pain from your mother and father's relationship. You're not exchanging the pain from your past mate. You're exchanging your true, natural, holistic, beautiful self. And then when you conceive, she's not going through miscarriages, because what you have given to her is your organic sperm, pure and clean, filled with chlorophyll and green juices and pure and healthy thought and a loving disposition. And that's what she's receiving, because that's who she's made up of, which is your reflection. And then she carries full term, and then she doesn't go through preeclampsia, and her body shuts down, and then she has to have a cesarean section and have her body cut open like that, and the child being traumatized and separated from the mother, as opposed to put the mother to the breast. And so you have this, then when you go organic, when you go natural, when you come into harmony, not so quick to go to the vagina, not so quick to go to his him, but to say, I'm going to connect with this soul, the soul heart to heart. Who are you made up of? What are you made of? Who is your family, and how can we heal together? And so in that, when you do bring a child into the world, the child is not suffering. The child comes into the world whole. These babies are coming. They're gonna run this planet to another level. But you have to, this is how you birth a king, a queen, a prince, a princess, a genius, a high soul. That is how you do it, through high being. And so the miscarriages, all are necessary. The abortion, one woman called me up. She had 11 abortions.
Wow.
I said, so that's your birth control, my beloved? You know, no judgment. That is your birth control? She said, well, no, it's not my birth control. I'm not ready to have a baby. Well, we'll even try numerology. You try numerology. I remember years ago, Lloyd Strayhorn, he gave me my numbers, when I'm fertile and when I'm not. Then I took out my pendulum, and I was able to tune into radionics. And I said, well, okay, I know my fertile times, my not fertile times. So you don't have to just be conceiving and then aborting, and then ripping your uterus apart, and then what about the life that's trying to come through, and the karma of that, and the emotions of that, the returning ancestors. Oh, let's pray. And the hot flashes and the vaginal dryness and the night sweats during menopause. It's a nightmare for women, and they're embarrassed. They're sweating. What about cucumbers and watercress and parsley? You can cool the body down. But if you have hamburgers and french fries and junk food in a whole body, you got to burn that stuff up as you get old. All you can do is burn it up, because the burning actually is like a fireplace in your body, and it starts to burn up the sickness and the poisons that are in your body. But if you don't put that in, then your body stays cool running. And then you have the pelvic inflammatory disease and the blocked fallopian tubes. The tubes is plaque. What is the plaque coming from? It's coming from the dairy, the white, the stress, the anger, the rage, and all of that. So you clean out those tubes from flushing out the body, heating up the body, doing some soul sweat, some castor oil passes, some hot baths, endometriosis, and a hysterectomy, genital prolapse, uterine cancer. This is the journey that our women who don't know what to do are going through. But there is another journey, and it's a journey called womb wellness. Mm. And we have choices, and we don't have to choose death. We don't have to choose pain. We can choose life. But breathe.
Wow, I don't want to do this. Somebody's
the wall with all of this stuff, because a man be afraid of any woman of all this. And
somebody.
So that just makes him doubt. Let's talk, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Let's really talk. Now you want to talk to her. And it's important, you know, because one thing that's happening are men. We bury our men early because they don't get all of this stuff. Men get prostate. What men will get is they'll get impotency. If they eat the same toxic food and live the same toxic life and have the same toxic emotions and stay angry at their mothers for not doing it, angry at their fathers for not doing it, all of that comes into their body and they become impotent. They can't feel their power. That's what the impotency is, represents power for a man. So when he does it, when he's not potent and he's not able to ejaculate, he then becomes feeling like he doesn't have the power. And then the relationship begins to crumble drastically from that point on. And between her prolapse womb and his impotency, then everybody's angry in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to come into this wellness and support his mate in the wellness, and coming into a new relationship, begin to communicate and begin to share and begin to walk in a holistic, loving manner that can prevent that issue. Because, by the time a woman is 60 and she's at her table with the other women in the family, there's no more men left in the family. All the men have gone. Only men who are left are the teenagers and the men who are in their 20s. The men in their 40s, the men in their 50s, the men in their 60s, they have gone.
Sister Queen, I'm numb over here. And, again, I know that there are some sisters on the phone that are listening in and they're crying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
I
want to know if I can have you back at least once every 30 days, because this is an ongoing conversation. This is a conversation that needs to continue. And if you could talk about, if you would, and we have a few minutes left, just the manifestation of a lot of times sisters don't even get along with sisters. You have sisters that, you know, they have issues with sisters. Now, how does the womb or the angry vagina play out in that instance? Because you have sisters that just can't get along, and you would think that because they have undergone many of the same things, you know, the incest, the tumors, the multiple lovers, that they would understand and bond. I know some are, but many, many aren't.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a mother-daughter. It's a heart piece. So the relationship, if you had an unhealthy relationship with your mother, you're going to have an unhealthy relationship with women. So one of the ways to begin to heal that process is to go back to your mother. If your mother has passed, you still can go back to your mother and begin to speak to her in the spirit, in your prayers and in your meditation, and say to your mother, "Mother, thank you." The first thing you have to do is say thank you. Because if your mother even gave you over to your grandmother because she could not raise you, she didn't feel like she had enough, she was strong enough, she had enough to finance to take care of, and she gave you over to your grandmother, you have to say, thank you, Mother, for being wise enough to give me over to my grandmother. Go into a place of gratitude. Thank you for preparing food for me and putting clothes on my back and getting into school and chastising me for hanging out late. If you can find the gratitude, just a mustard seed of it, your heart will begin to open up and the heart will begin to heal. There is a little prayer that says, my mother, my heart. The ancient African prayer, and it says, mut in ab, mut in ab. My mother, my heart. I am in my heart, the heart of my mother, and my mother is in my heart. So when you say to your mother, thank you for whatever you did do. My mother was not a hugger. She didn't hug me. I don't remember my mother ever hugging me. But what my mother did is she supported me with raising my three children. She supported me with my products, helping me manufacturing them. She got me through school. She always made sure that I had what I needed on a material level. So she gave me exactly what she knew to give me. And what I have to do, if I want some hugs, there's plenty of women. All the women who come to see me, I hug them, they hug me. My mother hugged me in a different kind of way. So in that, I can love women, and I can thank women, and I can be grateful for women. Because if you do not look behind you and say thank you, when you have children and they grow up, they won't say thank you. And they'll be angry at you, and that's how it goes through the bloodline. So somebody has to have enough spiritual, emotional courage to look back and say, thank you for being the bridge that I could walk over and be here now.
You know, for the sisters that are online that are listening, I want to extend for the brothers. Sometimes your thank yous don't always come, or your I'm sorry's don't always come from the person that hurt you.
Yes.
So for all of the sisters that are listening online that have been hurt by a brother, I, standing in the place of the brothers that hurt you, the fathers, the uncles, the cousins, the everybody, whatever they did, I apologize.
Mm.
I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was doing. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. My special guest today is Queen Afua, author of the awesome book, Sacred Woman, Heal Thyself, and now Overcoming an Angry Vagina, The Journey into Womb Wellness. I know there are people out there that want to get this book. Queen, how can they get this book?
Okay. The book is actually the holders, the nurturers of the book is a wonderful brother by the name of Nati. And Nati is from African World Books. You know, AfricanWorldBooks.com. The number is not in front of me, but it's
yeah.
Next. I'm trying to see. Okay. You can call me at 718.
Okay.
214325. 718. Call me at my center tomorrow, 718-221-4325, and then we'll give you the information on how to get the book. You'll be getting it from Baltimore, African World Books. They carry all of my titles, and so that is the way in which you'll be able to get it, or Amazon.com.
Mr. Queen, will I be able to have you on as a regular guest? Because the lines are just lit up. I mean, there are people out there that are healing. I know there are sisters that are crying, and I know that they appreciate this as much as I, as a man, appreciate this information. Because this information has got to be something that's heard over and over, because healing is a process.
It is
a process. Ongoing.
It totally is. Well, I'll tell you, I would love to come back at any point. I always say yes to you about this work. I appreciate your devotion, your dedication. And the fact that you said that piece, that was the piece that I wrote after the book was done. And when it came out in Brooklyn, it says, I forgive you. Will you forgive me?
Mm.
Because
wow.
It is not you, but it's us.
Mm-hmm.
It's we are healing together. Also, just if I can make an announcement,
yes.
That Womb Wellness Holistic Practitioner Training is going to be February the 15th through the 17th. It's a 3-day intensive. It's 21 hours, and then we go for those who want to take it on a professional level and form womb circles and give womb consultations and womb wellness therapy, that they can be a part of that. Next Thursday I'll be having a free orientation. This is the number is 805 three, teleconference 360-1000, and it's 8. The code is 822-507-POUND, 805-360-1000, 822-507-POUND. That session, that orientation for this womb work, womb wellness holistic practitioner training for personal and professional healing, you can reach out to me. It's going to be a 6 or 7 o'clock workshop.
Sister Queen, this is, an hour just goes by so very, very, very fast. I want to thank you for all of the years that you've been on this journey, and you've been healing, you've been assisting, you've been hugging and loving. And thank you so very much. I want to let all of the listeners know you can also join my Facebook at Jawanza Preston. That's A-W-A-N, like Nancy, Z like zebra, A, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N. And, you know, you can communicate, and we can keep you updated on when Queen's going to be back. And because this information, again, is so important, so important, so important. And I'm going to encourage all the brothers that I know the next time you're on, Queen, to tune in, because many of the brothers, my friends, are fathers. You know, mm-hmm. many are fathers and uncles and cousins and, you know, have daughters and mothers and sisters and aunties. And, you know, everybody, like you said, it's time for us to heal together, to come to our apologies, to open up our hearts for forgiveness,
Absolutely.
You know, because that's the only way that we're going to make it together. Absolutely. Sister Queen, you're awesome. You're so
Thank
awesome.
So awesome.
You know,
you're my... Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you so much, Sister Queen. I'll be in touch with you for, you know, at any time. My airways are always open to you. If you've got a workshop, a seminar, or anything, and, you know, I can help to get the word out, I'll be more than happy to do so, Sister.
I thank you. I appreciate you, because I am opening up the school. It's the Global City of Wellness Institute, so I thank you for giving me an opportunity tonight to speak on the first train that's coming up. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be in touch again to...
Absolutely.
Schedule and I'll probably be on the phone with you as soon as this is to see if I can schedule another one because I loved it. I loved
thank
it, and I know everybody else that's listening did. And for everybody that's listening, I want to just I'll say thank you to Queen for you. For everybody, they want to say thank you, Queen. So thank you. That's for everybody that's tuned in, because I know that you love this, because you tuned in for the whole hour. And don't worry, I'll have her back again as soon as possible. Don't forget to join my Facebook, Jawanza Preston. I look forward to hearing from you. Sister Queen, God bless you and yours, and I'll be in touch.
Thank you, Hotep. Stay blessed.
Okay, Hotep. Peace and blessings. Everybody, that was Queen Afua. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, my name is Jawanza. This is Jawanza for Life, heard every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in. I have guests. That's what this show is about. This is our life segment. I also have a business section. It's called Set for Life. Everybody wants to be set for life. There's a balance. We're spiritual, but yet we got to make it down here. So tune into Set for Life. That comes on every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? So, oh, by the way, there is the archives. If you miss a show, you can always go back and listen to the archives, bring yourself up to date, scroll on down, see what you like, and go ahead and listen. Again, I love you, too. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Kaz. For announcing it. I noticed that there were a lot of likes on Facebook. Everybody, they knew about Queen and they wanted to tune in and listen. And again, thank you so much. Again, see y'all next time. Peace and blessings. I love you too.
Yeah, yo, yeah, yo. Yeah.
up in the morning.
Hey, yo, yo.
And you see the morning sun.
Hey, yo, yo.
And your day is to know the world is on your side.
Hey,
who
yo,
do you
yo.
Run to? Who can you turn to? Hold you close,
hey, yo, yo.
And you feel the need to rest your aching mind.
Hey,
who
yo,
can
yo.
You run to? Who can you turn to?
Hey, yo, yo.
We'll see the suns in the east and the moon reflects like the night.
Say, oh,
it makes me say, oh.